Last but not least, number one on my list is one that Vicky and I found last year for the first time, and it's... Welcome to Explore Everywhere podcast, where we explore the world through hiking trails, go and see some amazing places, and meet the people who love and protect them. This episode is brought to you by the Hiking Trails of New Brunswick 4th edition book. This book is a beautiful book. There's been past editions. As I said, this is a 4th edition. I think I have every one of them. It was the go-to book since I started hiking with the majority of the trails in the province. It has all the important trails in the province. It has, I think, 100 and I forget how many trails. Quite a few trails. But it covers the whole province. I like this version better than all the past ones because... In past ones, they had like black and white a lot, but this one has full color pictures, glossy paper, great descriptions and maps. I have actually, this is quite a significant read, 325 pages, but I have read this from front to back like a novel, which I am a little bit obsessed more than probably most, so that's what I do. But this was a good read. It just, all the descriptions about the different trails, which I've been on, but tells a little bit of the stories about what they've experienced when they were there. This version is so well done and beautiful. And maps, I love maps, so it shows all the different topo maps for most of the trails. So if you're gonna start exploring hiking trails in New Brunswick and you like books, I would suggest that you buy one of these Hiking Trails in New Brunswick books. They're available on the exploreeverywheremedia.com web store, or you can get to the web store by going on the Hiking MB website and clicking on any of the store links. This episode is brought to you by the Waterfalls of New Brunswick book. This book is a great, amazing, beautiful book. I love maps and books, especially books that are full of color pictures and beautiful. It's just, I don't know, there's something tactile about holding the book that you can't get online. There's two versions of this book. There's a guide version, which is more of a guidebook type thing. This is more of a picture book that describes the waterfalls and has some beautiful pictures of it. So I think I like this one better because, like I say, you can go online. You can find out information on how to get to a lot of these places. I have a lot of them on the Hiking MB website for a guide, but this shows the beautiful pictures and describes the falls and how big they are, some of the history in the area, some of the land ownership, who owns them. There's lots in here that I haven't explored yet. There's so many waterfalls across the province. But it covers the whole province and it covers a lot of waterfalls. This is a beautiful coffee table book. Like I say, lots of pictures, descriptions of waterfalls. If you love waterfalls, which a lot of people do, then you'd want to check out this book. The book's available on the exploreeverywheremedia.com web store, or you can go to the Hiking MB website and click on any of the store links to get it. Welcome to episode 12 of the Explore Everywhere podcast. It is a balmy 35 degrees out at 7 o'clock at night. It's amazing the temperature. Sitting here in the sun and I'm just baking, and it's actually 7:30. Temperature is 34, feels like 38 with the Humidex. The next few days are going to be the same temperature every day. Like, feels like 38 every day for the next couple of days. There's actually an extreme dryness because of the heat in the woods. So Crown Land's actually closed down today, so you're not allowed to go on Crown Land, which caused a lot of trails to shut down, which include the Nipisiguit Trail, the Dobson Trail, which are two big long ones. The Fundy footpath is still open, I think because it's coastal and it gets the moisture from the coast. The other one I saw was the Kirkpatrick Family Trail, which is south branch Oromocto Falls down in Wirral, down south of Fredericton, Oromocto. Extremely hot, extremely dry. So what we're going to do, what our plans for the weekend are now, are we are going to go for, we're going to go tubing tomorrow is the plan on Keswick River. Last year we did a trip on Meduxnikeag. The water was a little low, so we walked quite a bit. Hopefully we didn't run into that in Keswick. I've never seen anybody tube in the Keswick before, so it might be an interesting adventure. From what I can see, it's about 9 kilometers that we're going to do from Burt's Corner down to the mouth of the Keswick River. And it's such a meandering river that it's 9 kilometers straight, but the meandering river will make it a lot longer. And from what I hear, there's a lot of deep holes kind of on the edges of all those bends, so should be interesting, and we should keep cool. Thinking about going to Nashwauk, but it gets busy out there with different tubing businesses out there now. I apologize for the background noise. If you hear traffic go by, between the cars going by and the boats going by on the river, it's quite a busy spot here tonight. Hopefully we'll get a lull in that for the most of this podcast. What I wanted to talk about today is, I mentioned last week I was going to talk about new trails that are in Shediac, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to hold off. I'm going to wait until maybe next week or the week after to talk about new trails that are being developed in the province. There's a couple that are being developed. There's the ones in Shediac, and I just got notice from some guys in Heartland that are actually developing trails along Bequequemeck Stream in Heartland, which goes up behind the high school. There's a little valley there. Anyways, that's another whole episode. We'll talk about that maybe in the next couple weeks. But what I wanted to talk about today is, because of the heat and because of the ban on crown land and other wooded trails, it's so dry that just even a spark from your exhaust could start a forest fire. You don't want to be the cause of that. Be careful when you get out there, but the best thing to do, and what we're going to do, is stay around water. Another project that I'm working on this summer is Paddling NB. Bought the domain, but I don't have the website up and running yet. But I have the Facebook group called Paddling NB. And I also have the Facebook page, which I intend to post pictures and videos from our trips out. Doing everything from canoeing. I've got a canoe now that I got from my parents' house. We bought some tubes a couple years ago. Four tubes, so that's what we're going to use tomorrow, just because logistically it's easier with the kids. And it's nicer to be in the water, not up above the water on this much heat. And I'm in the market for maybe a couple of kayaks before summer's over. Hopefully I can pull that off, round out my collection of boats. But like I say, it's going to be similar to Hiking MB, where it's going to show maps and stuff of our adventures that we go out on around the province. I'll have information about places you can rent kayaks and canoes and stuff around the province. And then the social media, the Facebook page and stuff, is going to have, like I say, us getting out on adventures. We have a trip planned to Grand Manan for a week. We're going to do a lot of hiking, so look forward to that. And you'll see lots of pictures from that trip. It's one of the biggest gaps in the province that we haven't hiked all the trails yet. So it'll be nice to hike there. It's a beautiful spot along the cliff tops around the edge of the island. But we also want to get out on some kind of kayaking adventure. There's a company down there that rents kayaks and has tours, so we're hoping to get out on that with the kids. So the other thing that you can do if you don't have a boat and you're not into paddling sports and you don't have an interest in it, you can go swim in a waterfall. About 5 years ago, I put out a blog post, my top five picks for waterfalls to swim in. And since then, I've had the chance to swim in a lot more across the province. So this is my top 10 picks. Some of the ones that were on my blog post didn't make the cut. Some of them carried through, and I added a whole bunch more since then. So to start with, number 10 on my list is Tetigush Falls, in just outside of Bathurst. And if you've ever been to Tetigush Falls, it's basically along the road, but you drive in, there's a little lookout, and it's quite high, but looking down straight at the falls, and then you have to climb down a steep bank to get down below the falls. When you get down below the falls and get up close to the falls, you have to kind of climb up on the rocks to look around the corner to see that waterfall when you're down below. But you'll notice that there's a big turbine still there from when there used to be a dam. It used to be a dam across the top of that waterfall that blocked the water. And I think it gave power to something downriver. I can't remember what industry it gave power to, but there's a lot of places like that around the province where the dams were there to provide power to a local industry. So the falls itself is quite a lot of water flowing over them, but it's one of those ones that flow into a deep, quick current. You can swim in it, you can jump off the rocks around it, but be careful. It's hard to see what's underneath because of the swirling water, but it's pretty constant current below the falls. Not very dangerous. Some of the falls that go under and are more rocky, they swirl the water around and it makes it more dangerous. I haven't swam in Tetigush Falls yet. That's why it's number 10, but it looks like it would be a really fun place to swim. And I actually saw a video of some people jumping off the rocks not too long ago. It's a deep pool below the big falls. Current's pretty strong, but it shallows right out after that. So you just have to be careful around the rocks. So number 9 on my list of waterfalls that are good to swim in around the province is not too far from there, but if you go in the woods on the 430, which goes out towards Middle Landing, if you know the Nipisiquit Trail at all, the 430 highway follows along the Nipisiquit River on the north side of it. The Nipisiquit Trail follows along the Nipisiquit River basically on the south side of it. So you drive up in the woods past Middle Landing. The next main junction is with He Steele Bridge that cuts down and goes to He Steele Mines and then eventually gets to the Miramichi. If you keep driving past that for, I'd say, 10 kilometers, you'll come to White Birch Road on the right. And it's on the weekend, last weekend was the first time I've ever been there. So you'll come to the White Birch Road on the right. I don't think it had a road sign. It did have a little camp building that's in kind of the junction of the road that goes up over the hill. So the road climbs up over the hill, and I'll have more directions and stuff for that once I get the trail on the website. I'm not sure when that'll be, but if you need directions before then, just let me know and I'll tell you. So you climb up over the hill in the car, and once you get to the top of a knoll, you should see a little, it's a wooden arrow, and that wooden arrow is wrapped in pink flagging tape. And what that shows is the entrance to the trail. So park there, walk into the trail. It goes down over the hill to the valley, and you'll come into like a stream valley. You'll follow along the stream for a bit, and then the trail comes down over to a junction. Turning left at the junction will take you to an upper falls, which is a smaller falls, which is nice. But if you go to the right, it brings you out on top of the larger falls, which I would say, I'm guessing, is a 20 or 30 foot waterfall and a lot of flow of water going over into a big giant pool. So perfect spot to swim. You can't see the bottom of it at all. It doesn't look rocky. It looks more gravelly than anything. Looks like a great spot to swim. Not the reason this is number 9 on my list is because I haven't had the chance to swim there yet. So that's the only reason. First time I've ever been there was last week, and I was amazed by it. I actually climbed down. It's hard to get down to the bottom of it though. It's a really steep climb down over the hill. Number 8 on my list is Gibson Falls, also called Kilmarnock Falls, near Woodstock. So if you cross the Grafton Bridge in Woodstock and you turn right, and then I think it's the next road on the left, you'll quickly come to another junction that turns quickly to the right, but if you keep straight on that junction, you'll go onto a road that goes back to Kilmarnock Deadwater, which is quite a ways in the woods, and the last time we were there, the road was really rough. Not unpassable, but just a lot of potholes, so you had to drive slow. But once you get to the falls, I think there's a sign that marked where you go into the falls. Short walk through the woods, down along the stream, and you come out to the top of the falls. And what you first come out to is a little lookout that kind of drops down from where the main trail is. And you're on this point that overlooks the falls. And the falls has two falls. And it flows into a big giant bowl that's pretty circular. And the way the falls goes, it kind of makes a circular current in that pool, which is really fun to swim in. So it's kind of a constant swirling pool. The only reason that this falls, and I've seen people jump off that upper platform, but like everything else, just be very careful. It's very easy to get hurt in some of these places, especially if you don't know what's there and you're not used to it. And you got to be a strong swimmer in these. Once you get into that main pool, there's no bottom that you're going to touch, which is a bad thing for stability, but it's a good thing because the reason that Kilmarnock Falls is number 8 on my list is because the water in it is fed from the Kilmarnock Deadwater. And with deadwaters comes leeches. So there's a high probability that you might get a leech on you when you swim in this one. So if you're squeamish, might not be the one for you. But if you can just get past the shore part and get into the deeper water swimming, the leeches aren't swimming around. They don't swim for the most part. They usually stay close to the ground. So once you get out swimming, you should be good. And it's an amazing spot to swim other than that. Number 7 on the list is Sheephouse Falls to the north of Miramichi. So basically halfway between He Steele, which I mentioned before, and Miramichi. So if you drive on the Chaplain Island Road, the CI Road, Miramichi, straight north, you'll get to Weyerton. Once you pass Weyerton, you'll find the Fraser Birchall Road on the left. And once you start up that main gravel road up into the woods, you will have signs that'll take you right to Sheephouse Falls. But it's a beautiful trail system that goes in along the falls, in along the stream, basically follows the stream down, crosses over a small bridge. So you can go down the other side of the stream. But if you keep straight, in the last couple of years, they've actually put a large staircase to get down below the falls, where previously you had to climb with a rope to get down there. But it's a beautiful pool at the bottom. It's rocky underneath somewhat, but it's mostly gravel. It's not very deep overall. Usually it comes up to your waist, I think, in the deepest spots. That's why it's number 7 on the list. It doesn't have like a full-on swim. But last time we were there, we had a great time. You swim over and you kind of, you sit under the falls. It's pretty deep, actually, right under the falls. So, but outside of that, it's shallower. But we had a great time just like kind of laying under the falls, letting the falls wash over us, and then swimming out a bit. And there's fish underneath that we got some GoPro video of. So more of a family-friendly swim under a falls, that one. The first 3, Tetigush, Rainbow, and Gibson, are definitely not ones you want to take young kids to. You have to be a strong swimmer. They're kind of bottomless swims. But Cheapest Falls is you can make it into just a wading one with the kids and have a great time. Number 6 on my list is Long Beach Brook Falls at the Fundy Trail Parkway. This is one that, it's a relatively new trail. I think it's only been there for a couple of years. I was on it for the first time, I think it was last summer. I went down and I hiked some of the trails that I hadn't hiked yet, and that was one of them. I got to the falls and I decided, it was a hot day, it wasn't as hot as this is. I'm sweating at 8 o'clock at night. This is crazy. But it was one of those days that I knew I was going to take a swim in the falls, because if I go to a falls, I'm going to try and swim in it. I took a swim in it. It's got a nice pool at the bottom. Not a huge pool, but big enough that you can swim around in. Where the pool goes into the stream below, there's kind of a ledge. You can sit on the ledge in the stream, dangle your feet into the deeper part of the pool. What I did at that one, though, was I was trying to get a picture of myself jumping into the water. And you might have saw that if you follow Facebook last year. It was very difficult to do. Very hard to time it so that it captured me in midair, kind of out, jumping over the water in the falls. I think I got some usable pictures. That's what got on Facebook. Really fun place to swim. Like I said, there's a big boulder along the side. You can climb up over the falls because it kind of just comes down over a rock face. Really fun place to swim. Number 5 on my list. Getting to the top 5. So top 5 actually is one that I've waded in, but I haven't swam in yet. But I've heard really good things about it. It's Mullen Stream Falls. If you go to the west of Miramichi, towards Sunny Corner, and you keep going up the Mullen Stream Road, which is a gravel road up through the woods, then eventually you'll find Mullen Stream Falls. And for more details, you can go to my website and look for the map and the directions to get there. But you're in the middle of the woods. You walk out a camp road, I think it is, and then the trail goes on an old road up through the woods, another separate road. Eventually it comes out into an old burn, which has like big pine trees that are burned out and stuff. You go through this small little burn and then you come out to the top of this falls, and it has a rocky outcrop that you can get up on, look down at the falls. You can see it from all different angles, and there's a trail that kind of goes down below that rocky outcrop, and you can get to the bottom of it. But when you get to the bottom of it, you can't really see around the corner to see the falls itself, so you'd have to wade out into the stream. I think when we were there, it was mid-October and it was pretty cold to be wading very much. But it is an amazing spot to swim, I've heard, and I've seen videos of it, and I've talked to people who swam there, because the pool, from where you can get to the beach underneath to the falls itself, and it's not a big falls, it'd probably be 15 feet, but it's usually a good water flow, and the pool underneath it, I guess, is extremely deep. Like, I forget how long, like 30 feet deep, people are saying, so. So you can jump off the rocky outcrop. You can jump off the waterfall itself into this deep pool, but also be careful. Always check to make sure there's no rocks underneath. Amazing spot to swim from what I hear. So that makes number 5 for me, and it's something that I hope to get to this summer to swim. Number 4 is Fallbrook Falls in Boys Town, and that is one that you will not be able to go and do this weekend because of the heat. That is one that's on the list of land bases that shut down. So the gate to get to Fallbrook Falls near Boys Town, there's a gate there. It's on urban ground. You usually pay $10 to get through the gate to go to the falls. That gate is closed. They're going to have it closed until the fire hazard goes down, because they don't want anybody out there risking forest fires. But what that is it's the tallest continual flowing waterfall in the province and single drop, I guess. There's a lot of debate over what the tallest waterfall this is in the province. Mary Pitcher Falls down on the Fundy coast is, I think, 200 feet high, but it falls over several little waterfalls on the way down. Then you've got Walton Glen Falls, which falls off the side of Walton Glen Gorge, which is another 200 foot falls, but sometimes in the summer that dries up. So this one doesn't dry up and it pretty much falls straight, and it's 100 feet. That's why it gets the title of highest falls in the province most of the time. So, but it's fun to watch those debates when they go online. But there's quite a big pool at the bottom of the falls, and there's a chance of leeches. I saw one time I was there, there's some girls swimming and one of them got a leech on their foot. It's always a good idea to have good wet shoes or just get off the shore quickly and get into the swimming part. Like I say, leeches don't swim in currents for the most part, or they'll get washed away. So they either stay in stagnant water or they stay places near the shore. So get away from the shore. You can swim and float. You can climb up on the rocks underneath the falls, but it's almost painful, the water hitting you after falling 100 feet. What I did last time is I'd float on my back and I'd put my feet up against the rocks straight under the waterfall. So I was basically floating in the pool, looking straight up at the waterfall and how high it was. It was just amazing to see that mist and the waterfall falling on me. It was just magical to kind of float there and watch that happen and have those water droplets hitting you almost painfully. Great spot to swim. Bit of a hike in down over the hill towards the Miramichi River and then upper stream valleys. Be prepared for that. And like I say, until it cools down some and the fire index goes down, then that gate's going to be closed. Number three is Shagamock Falls. We have had a great time in Shagamock Falls over the last few years since I originally found it. And I've been doing this for about 10 years, trying to hike all the trails in the province. Surprising that Shagamock Falls is only about 5 kilometers from my house, and I'd never been to it until 2 years ago. There's two falls. The first falls you come to kind of tumbles over a rock face, which is kind of cool. It's a little bit deep underneath. It's pretty rocky though, the big boulders and stuff. Not really deep, so they're not really a pool you can swim in, but you can wade in there and have fun. But if you keep going past that, just above, that one's underneath the power lines. You go above the power lines and keep going. You'll come to a crossing there that's like, it's basically a box on a wire that rolls back and forth across the river for, I think it's for the power company to be able to cross there without going through the river. But continue on past that and you'll eventually come to the second major falls, which is the main Shagamock Falls, which is really cool because it tumbles over, it's almost these little rocky cliffs. It's very bouldery, so there's these sharp edges and stuff, so the waterfall's got these weird angles on it, and then it falls into these crevices in the boulders. It's a bit dangerous because of that, because there's a lot of water flow. We called it the washing machine because you'd get in underneath the falls and the water would hit you from an angle, and underneath there was cracks and crevices that you could like stick your foot down, or you'd lose your grip and you'd kind of float over a rock face and go down the falls a little bit further. Not really dangerous that way, but you could easily get your foot wedged in somewhere and get yourself in trouble, so you got to be careful that way. But like I say, it's about probably waist deep, but it's a heavy flow at the top of the falls. If you go up there, you got to be careful you don't slip up there because it's quite a drop down. You can kind of climb out underneath the first bit of falls, and you can actually go underneath the rock face and just not very far, but just enough to get your head under there and be underneath the waterfall. So it's really cool because of the washing machine part, which is just chaotic. It's just, it's hard to hold on to. It's pushing every which way. It's great fun. And also because you can climb up underneath some parts of the waterfall. And you can float downstream, but it's still the same boulders and you get wedged in between stuff and you gotta be careful. So number two already. Number two favorite places to swim, and I've waded there. I haven't really swam. I wouldn't even call it swimming that we did that day. We didn't get in up to our necks. We just waded around. But below Laverty Falls in Fundy National Park, there's an area called the Moosehorn, and it's a trail. It goes along the stream. I don't think it's Laverty Stream still at that point. I can't remember what it's called. But basically, if you go to Laverty Falls and follow the trail down along the stream, you'll come to Moosehorn. And what it is all this carved out granite from the water and it's carved it all rounded shapes and stuff that makes it look like a moose horn. So it's got smooth, it's almost like natural waterfalls and stuff. It's got small little waterfalls that have a lot of flow going over them. There's one area there that's pretty cool that is carved out that looks like a hot tub. So it's a rounded out hole in the rock that you can get in, but depending on the water levels, it doesn't get changed very much. So it could be stagnant water if the water's not high. So you gotta watch that. So it might be really warm, but might be a little bit gross too. But usually it gets enough water from the stream next to it to kind of keep it clean. Just an amazing spot with all these little waterfalls and little natural water slides and stuff. Great deep pools to swim in, just amazing. The only problem with that one is when you're done, you've got to climb straight up out of the stream valley, and it's pretty steep, and it's quite a little hike, but well worth it for that waterfall. Last but not least, number one on my list is one that Vicky and I found last year for the first time, and it's same as a lot of these. I'm amazed that it took us so long to ever go to one of these, but it's one I've heard about for a while, but I couldn't get a good explanation of how to get there. You had to go way up in the woods, I think, and come back this other road, and it was like a 5 to 10 kilometer hike. When I found out that that's not true and the trail actually goes straight down over the hill from the road, and maybe that's something new, we went last year, and we'd been to the lookout before, and this is Crooked Creek Falls in Riverside, Albert. If you've ever been to Riverside, Albert, and you've drove up on the hill, you'll find Crooked Creek Lookout, which looks out over one of the beautiful valleys you've probably seen pictures of. It's one of the most beautiful valleys in probably the province, next to like Walton Glen Gorge, stuff like that, or Restigouche. But it's a beautiful lookout platform that looks over a beautiful valley up through the hills. But almost straight down below that is Crooked Creek and Crooked Creek Falls. If you go from the lookout platform, you drop over a steep little hill and it kind of flattens out and comes to a junction with another road that comes up over the hill. There's a parking spot to the left right there. And if you park there, cross the road and go straight down over the hill, you'll come to Crooked Creek Falls. Crooked Creek Falls, it's this giant pool. It's the falls itself kind of cuts down through a granite face, but the water is a green turquoisey color. It's really cool looking. You can easily climb down below the falls, and there's kind of a little beach there, and that's where you can get in swimming, or you can jump off the rocks around it. It's really deep. You can see right to the bottom, even though it's deep. It's a really amazing spot. We were very disappointed last year when we didn't bring our bathing suits to that. When we got there, there was two couples swimming. They looked like they're having a great time, and we were very, very sad that we didn't bring our bathing suits. I forget, we were in a hurry to get somewhere, so I think that was the reason. But that's number one of the places to swim in waterfalls that we have for the province that we found so far. There's still some that we haven't been to. One that we haven't been to is, we haven't been to the rivers and falls and stuff in Elgin. There's some really cool places people swim there. Not really much of a trail there. There's another waterfall down in that Fundy Riverside Albert area that's similar to Crooked Creek Falls, but it slipped my mind right now. Maybe I'll put that in the show notes. That's it for my top 10 recommendations for swimming waterfalls. If it keeps going like this, it's going to be a really hot summer. It is extremely hot out right now. And like I say, it's 8 o'clock at night, and I'm just sitting here drenched in sweat on the front lawn. There's a nice breeze blowing, but it's absolutely hot out, and it's supposed to be, I think the low tonight overnight is 6 a.m. and it's 18 degrees, and it's supposed to be up to 38 degrees with the humidex the next couple days. So we're going to stay close to water. That's our plan. If you're into paddling sports, check out Paddling NB Facebook page or the Paddling NB Facebook group. There's been a lot of people posting their kayak trips and just any kind of paddling sports, whether it's kayaking or stand-up paddleboarding or canoeing, or even going in a tube like we're planning on doing tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting. Or if you want to go swim in a waterfall, those are my top 10 recommendations. There's other waterfalls. Wellsford Falls, I heard, is nice to swim in, but I've never swam there. Howland Falls has a little pool, not a very big one. Coeck Falls has a little pool, not a very big one, but still fun. Great way to cool off. There's lots of options out there beyond the top 10 that I just mentioned. So with that, I'm going to go into the house where it's cooler and cool down, which is strange. But edit this podcast, hopefully get it out before the weekend, so you guys will have the recommendations to beat the heat. Thanks for joining me. Till next time, hope to see you on the trail.